So, Alan, can you tell us about the last leg of the race, the 77 miles between White Mountain and Nome?
It is a very long leg. It's going to take probably 10 hours at least to do this. It's at the end of the race. You have less dogs. It's the most pivotal point in the race. Many teams jockey to be first, second, third, fourth, and they all flip-flop a lot in this section. Because you leave on the ocean, or the river, actually, and you start climbing, and you go over a lot of hills. There's no trees on these hills. We go over Topcock, they call it, because it's a large hill. Once you get up there, you can see a long way down the coastline. You can actually see competitors too for a few miles. When you're there, it's a really steep hill, and it's really steep going down. And then when you get to what's called the infamous, famous blowhole. And I've run the race 11 times, and there was one year that it wasn't blowing, but only for a short time because everyone else said it blew them away. There's just a funnel that the wind goes through in this section. And normally the wind is blowing at least 30 to 40 miles an hour, and sometimes a lot more. That, like in 2014, knocked a few people out of the race. Jeff King was in the lead by an hour, and he had to scratch. So it's never over till it's over, until you can get past this infamous blowhole. And then you're going right along the coast, and actually the ocean is just within yards of you, not very far. So you're just following it down until you get to this small place called Safety, and they call it Safety for a reason because there's a lot of storms, and that's where you'll take safety if there's a big storm. And it's only 22 miles from the finish. So it's another infamous place that people have trouble getting through, because this is a long run and you only have 20 miles to go. I saw people walking in circles out there with their dog team trying to get them to go the last 22 miles. So the drama is at its height right here for every team. If you can just get through that, you will make it. And then you still have to go over Cape Nome, but it is pretty rewarding to, once you climb Cape Nome, you can see the city of Nome, and it seems like it's right there, and it's not. It actually takes you two more hours at least, if you're a fast team, to get from there to the finish line, even though you can see the lights of Nome. So it's really exciting to go, and people will start lining up on the roads to watch you come through. So it's a real exciting time of the race for every musher.